Blog Talk Radio. Words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called the elders of the people and laid before their faces all the words which the Lord had commanded or ordered him. And all the people answered together and said, "All that the Lord has spoken, we will do." And Moses returned to the Lord of the people unto the Lord. That's the end reading of Exodus chapter 19, verses 4 through 8. Read it for yourself, children. I tell you, it will bring so much happiness to you. Read from the King James Version of the Bible. Let me just say this. Well, let me have a little prayer first. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for looking over our life when we were out in the world not knowing you and asking why am I here? I was sent back immediately because I had not done anything. I thank you, Father, for sending me back into this mean world. Thank you for protecting me, for protecting us sheep from natural and chemical disasters. Thank you for blessing us, Father, for giving us sheep excellent health and sound mind, prosperity, and all that is good for us. Thank you always for giving us sheep the will that you have for us. Thank you for allowing us to be obedient to your word. Thank you for all that you do. And thank you for all your mercy. In Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, amen, amen, amen. And I read that scripture to you because I want you to know that we are a peculiar to our Father in heaven, even though I have read somewhere which says that we were disobedient. And because of that disobedience, he has brought other folks into the realm or into his kingdom that does his word or do what he says. And that's obedient to him. But nonetheless, he is going to call us. We are his first love, the children of Israel. And we don't know that because we don't read the Bible. While we have a chance, while we have the Bible, where we can go and purchase it, we should read it. If it takes maybe one page a day, read it and try to understand it. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. And this is where I say the Sabbath begins in the evening time. It begins, the next day begins in the evening. And so I'm going to say to you, happy Sabbath day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourself, children. You may not disagree with me. You can read it in the Bible for yourself. I read the King James from the King James Version of the Bible. As the younger folks have something like, even I have the computer, but they have notebooks and tablets and other gadgets that I have not dealt with and don't understand them. Nonetheless, let us read the Bible as much as we can. If you look on the computer, it says that I'm to read Exodus 30 as well as Exodus 31. I am going to read to you Exodus 31 and hopefully read Exodus 32. Last time I spoke with you, I finished reading Exodus 30, and I did not get to Exodus 31. So I'm going to start today. Turn the Bibles to Exodus, and that is in Old Testament. It's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, and we are in chapter 31. Let's start reading at verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezalel and his son Uri and Hur and the tribe of Judah. Now, I must tell you that some of these names I don't know how to pronunciate, and that's why I want you to read the Bibles for yourself. Maybe you are much smarter than I, and you are able to pronounce the names that are in the Bible. Verse 3, And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning, let's say artistic instead of cunning, works, to work in gold and in silver and in copper and in the cutting of stone, and set them all in carving timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. Well, all manner of artistic work. That's what he's talking about. Verse 6. And I, behold, have given with him a Ahab, and his son, his tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all of the people, and the tribe of Dan, and in the hearts of all that are wise hearted, I have put wisdom that they may make all that I have commanded thee. Instead of saying commanded, let's say ordered you, congregation of the ark of the testimony, and he's talking about the ark of the covenant and the mercy seat, which is thereupon, and all the furniture of the tabernacle, and the table, and the his furniture, and the pure candlestick with all his furniture, and all altar of incense, all the furniture, and the level, and his hook, and the cloth of service, of the garments for Aaron and the priest, and the garments for his sons to minister in the priest's office, and the anointing oil and the sweet incense for the holy place, according to all that I have commanded or ordered you, shall they do. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily, my Sabbath you shall keep, and it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you the Sabbath, therefore, and it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it, defileth, meaning corrupt or violate it, shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be put off, shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, the Sabbath of rest, holy unto the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Therefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations. He's not saying the other nations. He is talking about we are the black folks, children of Israel. We are the brown-skinned people, some of us, and some of us have a lighter hue. But he is not talking about the white clan. We black folks or brown-skinned people should keep the Sabbath for a perpetual covenant, and a perpetual meaning everlasting or always, forever. We are not to work on the Sabbath day. Some people will tell you, or those who are learning more than I, would tell you to will on the Sabbath, and they are not going to tell you to keep the Sabbath. But the Bible tells you to keep the Sabbath. He is not talking to any of those nations who have taken our land and said that they are Jews. And I'll tell you to read Revelation chapter 2 and 9 as well as Revelation 3 and 9. Those that are saying they are Jews, they are not. We were supposed to drive out Canaanites, the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Havites, and Jebusites from that land. And we are to keep the Sabbath, even though most of you do not, because you are following those who are the children of Satan. It tells you in the book of Revelation, stop following those people and doing what they do. I know if you do what they do, they will accept you, but you're not supposed to. Verse 17, it is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave unto Moses, when he had made an end, of communing, that is talking with him, I'm having the best communicating with him. That's what communing means. With him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. And the reading of chapter 31. Now let's go into Exodus chapter 32, and hopefully I will read it where you can understand. You know, in trying to understand and remember, I pray that we all remember, including myself, because I'm thinking that in our last days, we're going to be tested. Remember, our Father says, My people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge, because they have rejected knowledge. He will reject us. And also in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and 15, it says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So those are the things that we are to remember. Try to remember the things in the Bible. I have read Genesis, and we learn a great deal in Genesis, as well as we are learning a great deal in Exodus. Let me read to you Exodus chapter 32. Exodus is spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 32, starting at verse 1, and that's in the Old Testament sheet. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out from the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not or want not what is become of him. That word W-O-T means know not what has become of him. Verse 2, Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. And the people broke off the golden earrings which were in the ears and brought, it says their ears, and brought them unto Aaron, and he received them at their hand, and fastened it with graving tools, after he had made a molten calf. And they said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now, that is an incorrect statement. It's a correct statement that the children of Israel said to have the calf, but God says for us his first commandment, and I should read that to you at another time, is that you should have no other God before him. And the children of Israel are doing wrong. They are saying this Moses calf is the one that has brought them out of the land of Egypt when it was our father. They have made a big mistake. And that's why we are suffering today. We are being punished today for that. And hopefully I will get to the book of Leviticus or past that. In the book of Deuteronomy, where it tells you what your curses are. And this is one of the curses that we, the children of Israel, had, because we didn't follow God or reached the wrong things. Remember, the wrong thing that I am saying, that they said, they told Aaron to make them a god out of molten gold, and he made a calf, and they said these are the gods which brought Israel out of the land of Egypt. And that is totally wrong. It was God our Father who brought us out of the land of Egypt. Verse 5, and when Aaron saw it, for it And Aaron made proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on tomorrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, go thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have turned away from out of the way I ordered them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it. And that was a mistake. And have sacrificed and said, these be thy gods, O Israel. They are telling the children of Israel which things that are wrong, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Those molten images for gods they had made did not bring them out of the land of Egypt. That's why we're suffering. Those people, they were being lied to, and they believe that. Oh, just how gullible are we? Let me see. Verse 9. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath wax hot. Or when he says his wrath wax hot, that means his anger or his rage is burning against those people. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought, well, he besought our Father in heaven, the Lord his God, and said, Lord, why doeth thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Why doeth your anger burns hot against your people, which thou hast brought out of the land of Egypt with a great power and with a mighty hand? Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief he did bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from thy fierce wrath, or thy fierce wrath means anger or rage, and repent. That's to ask for forgiveness, for this evil against thy people or your people. Turn from the, he's asking God to turn from your evil from your people, or repent, forgive your people for doing that evil. Verse 13, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servant, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and saidest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all the land that I have spoken of, I will give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. Well, our Father, you have to come back and get us from this land that we do not know, and we are trying to speak their language as best we can. Verse 14, and the Lord repented of the evil which he had thought to do unto the children of Israel, unto his people. I thank you, Father. Thank you for repenting, for not doing us or for your forgiving yourself of the burning anger that you had against our people and allowing us to live, even though we have had so much hardship in the way because of that they did. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tables of the testimony, that's the covenant, were in his hand, which were written on both their sides, on the one side and on the other were they written. And the tables were the works of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tablets, the tables. And when Jacob heard these noise of the people, they were shouted. And let me read verse 6:17 again. And when Jacob heard, I'm mispronouncing his name, when he heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, there is a noise of war in the camp. And Moses said, it is not voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but it is the noise of them that sing, do I hear? It will come to pass as soon as I come near into the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing. And Moses' anger waxed hot. His anger burned with fire, or he was angry with them. And it says he waxed hot, and he cast the tables out of his hand and broke them beneath the mount, and took the calf which they had made and burnt it in the fire and ground it into powder and strewed, that means to scatter it upon the water, and made the children of Israel drink of it. And Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto you that you have brought this great sin upon them? And Aaron said, let not thy anger, my Lord, wax hot or burn with that burn. Thou knowest the people, that they are set on mischief. And I didn't know that the people of Israel were set on mischief. Now I know. And they said unto me, make us gods which shall be before us. For as for Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, know what is become of him. It says, we want W-O-N-T. That means that they don't know what has become of him. And he said unto them, whoever has any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me, and I cast it into the fire, and it came out this calf. And when Moses saw who were naked, for Aaron had made them naked unto their shame among their enemies, then Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. And he said unto them, "Thus saith the Lord of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and let him every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor." And the Lord said, and the children of Levi did according to the words of Moses, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men of Moses, for Moses had said, "Consecrate them yourselves today to the Lord, even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day." And in the past, I'm reading verse 30 again, "And it came to pass on tomorrow that Moses said unto the people, you have sinned a great sin, and now I will go up unto the Lord, perhaps, or peradventure, that means perhaps, I will make an atonement for your sin. And Moses returned unto the Lord and said, oh, this people have sinned a great sin and have made them gods of gold. Yet now, if thou wilt forgive their sins, and if not, blot me, I pray thee, out of the book which thou hast written. And the Lord said unto Moses, whosoever has sinned against me, him I will blot out of my book. Therefore, now go, lead the people unto the place of which I have spoken unto you, or unto thee. Behold, my angel will go before you. Nevertheless, in the day when I visit, I will visit their sin upon them." And the Lord plagued the people before, because they made the calf which Aaron made. And that ends the reading of verse or chapter 32. And read over that for yourself, please, because I believe, excuse me, I had to burp. I believe that we will be tested, journey in this life. So you are, I'm thinking that you will be tested. These are the things I want you to know. Again, I want you to go back over Exodus chapter 31 and 32 for yourself. And then I want you to know that the 12 tribes of Israel, they are not the white tribes. They are black and brown. They are the children of Judah, Benjamin, those are the West Indian blacks, Levi, the Haitian blacks, Judah, they are the American blacks. That's me. I'm from the tribe of Judah, I believe. And Ephraim, that's Puerto Rican, Manasseh, the Cubans, Simeon, those are the Dominican Republic, Guatemala, Zebulon, the Guatemalan or Panamanian or the Mayan, Gad, the Native Indian, American Indian, Reuben, Seminole, and then actually Columbia to Uruguay College. They are the Argentinians as well as the Chileans. What else? I want you to know that there, in the book of Genesis, it talks about the great flood, but there was also, that Noah talks about the great flood. I want you to remember that. I think that there was a person called Gilgamesh. He was from Mesopotamia. And I am thinking that Noah somehow is a copycat telling you about the flood. And that we were brought on this to this country in slave ships. And read Deuteronomy, that's in chapter 28, verse 68. Please read that. There are other things that you should know, like the Anunnaki. Who are they? They were a race that were created. And some people are thinking, like I am, thinking that the white race was created. The sister.
Help your children. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another. That heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know. Got to walk on, walk on through temptation, with His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand.
Down. I know.